Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast episode of Unlocking the Algorithm. I'm your host, Octadoc. I am so thrilled to be here today as the commentator and guide while we journey into the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. So join us each week for an in-depth conversation as we explore practical solutions using AI in our personal and professional lives. If this is your first time or a repeat listener, I'd like to take this time and greet you. Welcome and hello. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and relax as we unlock the algorithm.
Access granted.
In this episode, we'll explore the ethical implications of AI. What happens when algorithms make mistakes? And who should be held accountable? Whether you're an AI enthusiast or just curious about the moral dimensions of technology, this discussion will shed light on why ethics matter more than ever in an AI-driven world. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unlocking the Algorithm. I'm your host, Octadoc, and today we're tackling a fascinating and often contentious topic: the ethics of AI. Who's responsible when algorithms go wrong? As AI becomes more intertwined with our lives, powering everything from loan approvals to the content in your social media feeds, it's vital to ask, what happens when these systems fail? Mistakes in AI aren't just technical errors. They can disrupt our lives, ruin our reputation, and even harm livelihoods. Today, we'll dive into the challenges of building ethical AI, explore its real-world consequences, and discuss practical steps we can all take to ensure this technology serves humanity rather than hinder it. So let's get started. AI holds enormous potential, but its ethical challenges are just as significant. At its core, AI ethics, it's about creating systems that are fair, transparent, and accountable. Think of AI like a powerful magnifying glass. It can bring hidden insights to the light, but also magnifying existing flaws. For example, considering a hiring algorithm, rejecting a qualified candidate because its training data favors certain demographics. This just isn't a programming error. It's a missed opportunity to build a fairer, more inclusive future. One of the key challenges lies in biasness of the data. If AI learns from data that reflects societal inequalities, it can unknowingly perpetrate those patterns. Facial recognition systems, for instance, have consistently struggled to identify people of different ethnicities accurately, sometimes leading to false arrests. The question isn't just how do we fix the algorithm, but how do we embed ethical thinking into every stage of AI development? Transparency is another critical hurdle. Many AI systems operate as black boxes, where even those creators can't explain how they make the decision. This lack of clarity makes it nearly impossible to assign accountability when things go wrong. As we've seen, the challenges of building ethical AI are complex and far-reaching. But what happens when these theoretical risks become real-world consequences? In the next segment, we'll examine how algorithm bias impacts industry, communities, and individuals. Let's explore how these missteps ripple out into society and why they demand urgent. Have you ever felt the effects of a decision made by AI? Whether in a job application, a credit score, or even a social media feed. What was your experience? AI has the potential to transform industries, but its shortcomings can lead to serious consequences. Algorithmic bias occurs when AI produces unfair results due to flaw or incomplete training data. For an example, facial recognition software has misidentified innocent people at alarming rates, leading to wrongful arrest and eroding trust in these systems. Same thing occurs with automating hiring platforms, which it can unintentionally exclude diverse candidates because they were trained on biased historical data. These aren't just technical glitches. They're ethical failures that impact real people's lives. The effects of biased AI ripple far beyond individuals. Predictive policing systems, for instance, often target the same neighborhood repeatedly, reinforcing stereotypes and deepening social divides. In customer service, chatbots programmed to handle all users equally may struggle to understand diverse accents or speech patterns, leaving some customers feeling ignored or excluded. These examples show that when AI systems fail, they don't just harm individuals, they can exacerbate a systematic inequalities across entire communities. Now, addressing these issues raises a tough question. When AI fails, who should be accountable? Is it the developers, the companies deploying the tools, or the people relying on them? In the next segment, we'll unpack the complexities of liability and explore what accountability looks like in the age of algorithm. Do you think AI mistakes should be treated as a technical error or an ethical failure? Who do you believe should be held responsible? When AI systems fail, determining responsibility is no simple task. Should the blame fall on the developers who built the algorithm, the company that deployed it, or even the end users? For instance, if a self-driving car causes an accident, is the fault with the car manufacturer, the software developer, or the passenger? These questions highlight the murky waters of accountability in AI, a challenge we must address as the technology advances. The issue becomes even more complex with black box AI systems, where even creators can't fully explain how decisions are made. Some companies are stepping up by forming ethnic communities or introducing oversight boards. But these measures often lack teeth. Without enforceable regulations or clear frameworks, accountability remains ambiguous, and the public bears the brunt of AI's mistakes. To move forward, we need actionable solutions that ensures AI is both effective and ethical. In the next segment, we'll explore practical steps businesses and individuals can take to promote transparency, fairness, and accountability in these AI systems. Now, if AI harms someone, do you think accountability should lie more with the creator of the tool or the organization using it? Building ethical AI is not just a technical challenge. It's a shared responsibility. One of the most impactful steps is conducting regular bias audits to identify and fix patterns of unfairness. For example, companies can test their hiring algorithms to ensure they aren't excluding qualified candidates based on gender or ethnicity. Transparency reports are equally powerful, offering a clear view into how AI systems operate and their real-world effects. These measures build trust and set a standard for accountability. Another critical step is keeping humans involved in decision-making. While AI excels at processing data, human judgment remains essential for context and nuance. Take legal AI tools as an example. They can analyze thousands of case files in seconds, but a lawyer's oversight ensures fairness and appropriateness. Combining AI efficiency with human understanding is the key to ethical and effective systems. As we wrap it up, it's clear that ethical AI isn't just a luxury. It's a necessity. By promoting transparency, fairness, and collaboration, we can create systems that benefit everyone while respecting individuals' rights. In the closing segment, we'll recap today's key points and leave you with actionable steps to shape the future of AI. As we conclude, AI is reshaping the world. But ethical AI is the key to ensuring that these changes are positive and inclusive. From identifying bias to maintaining transparency, the steps we take now will shape the future of technology and society. While regulations are catching up, We all have a role to play in fostering fairness and accountability in these AI systems. I love to hear your thoughts. What's your biggest ethical concern about AI? Let's continue this conversation. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with others curious about the evolving role of AI. Thank you for tuning in to Unlocking the Algorithm. I'm your host, Octodoc, and together we can shape a future where technology truly benefits everyone.